it's the 18th of January. It's the Graduate Already. Club podcast. It's Click Kick Copstick. That was John Fleming, me, and the special guest is
Luca Cupani.
Yay!
Good afternoon.
Thanks. How long has it been, if that's not too personal a question?
What? How long have we been?
In time.
Since we've seen you.
Before
Christmas?
I think so, yes. Because I've been to Seattle to try to do...
How did that go? Oh, so what was in Seattle?
Was a comedy competition, international comedy competition. I happened to be the only... No, not the only international. There were Canadian comedians, very good. When I arrived, the day after Trump won the election, so that gave a different twist to the whole experience. But no, it was interesting.
Did you win a place to be there?
No, unfortunately, no.
This isn't this mental greatest comic in the world thing where you're representing Italy and Jim Godley is representing Scotland.
I was representing Britain because...
Really?
Because
They said we have many comedians from all over the world and one from London. And then look around, there was the only one from London.
So and you're from Britain, are you?
Well, I'm from now southeast London, I would say.
Some people might say Italy.
Yes, very south and east. But comedy-wise, I was born in England because my first gig was in London.
When did you come over?
Neat twist.
Oh, I was in the Gong Show. Was my first.
When did you come over?
3 years. Almost exactly 3 years ago.
So you're a three-year-old English comic.
29th of January 2014.
Wow, so that's practical. Oh, we need to have a comedy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Not today. Isn't the 29th.
Oh dear.
I'm going to do cake.
Well, that's good.
Oh dear.
That would be wonderful.
Oh, I don't know.
A comedy birthday. So almost three.
Yeah. Well, 3 years of time in England, but the comedy birthday would be the 24th of February because it was a Gong Show at the end of the month.
But this isn't the first time you represented Britain, is it?
No, I've done also in Montreal for Just for Laughs. I didn't represent Britain, but they offer a spot for the winner of So You Think You're Funny
in Edinburgh.
And so I was the.
Was it good? How is it? Or is it all TV Montreal wankers?
No, it was very well. I did three gigs in beautiful places with a lot of people that were comedy connoisseurs, so it was fun.
And laughing? People.
They laughed when they were supposed to, so that helped a lot.
That helped.
Which in Seattle didn't happen every time, but in Montreal. Well, because partly my accent, partly my delivery, partly maybe some of them. I found out in American audience you need to highlight slightly more the joke, like to let them know. That what
this is a joke.
Say,
because they're stupid?
No. No,
I think they are. It could well be.
No.
Look, they voted for Trump.
Seattle, too much coffee and weed.
Weed maybe affected. Mm. Coffee. No.
Could you have like a small card that you just... The flag comes up when you're being funny?
Well, no, I found out that if I changed slightly my facial expression and made a little pause, then they knew they are just happy to laugh when they are... Supposed to.
Uh-huh.
So the thing is that if you keep talking, if I have a kind of a deadpan style.
Yes.
I say normal thing that there's some funny inside, but if you so I didn't pose like joke.
Yeah.
Then I learned how to do it. It's funny and it's not a.
Way so just a technique.
Yeah, but I was talking with a comedian. I said, yeah, it's strange in England it doesn't work. If you underline your joke too much, they don't like it. And I said, yeah, but you know what? In England, they like puns.
Uh-huh.
And so in his mind it was kind of a balance. So
Britain.
No, England.
Oh, I forget this is the United Kingdom sometimes.
Yeah, well, not very united.
No, we're recording this on Wednesday, and tonight you're repeating your triumph of last year. But in fact, you're doing a new show in Edinburgh. Oh, in Leicester, and in Edinburgh.
This is the one-off of my last Edinburgh show,
which was brilliant.
Thank you. And next month I will do in Leicester a one-off for the new show, which isn't written yet.
You had to get your title in December, didn't you, or November?
And I found the title.
So you know the title.
What's the title?
More Confessions.
Oh,
that's all I know.
Good.
But I don't know. I haven't seen as much as I wanted, so I find hard to find.
Well, I can help with the sinning.
That would really.
I could help.
Thank
so
you.
So you got
I mean, I think I know some sins that.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. I know some really weird shit sin wise.
That's so good.
So you've got a month to do this, have you?
I have a month to be a sinner, and then the show will come out.
So the good news is you might win another Edinburgh Prize. The bad news is you might rot in hell.
Or get some STD. But, which I'm hypochondriac is a lot.
Subscribe
at Trunk. You probably already have.
Subscribe at Trunk Dialing.
What?
STD. Subscribe to
Trunk Dialing. Hilarious. This is another of John's deliberate misunderstandings. So, but you generally don't kind of write your shows, you know.
I don't.
I've never seen you, for example, with, you'd see loads of comics with their set list written on their hand.
No, because I don't know what to write. Just panic, desperation, yeah, and hope they laugh. Because I don't have, when I write, I'm not funny. Mm. And when I write, it kind of, the joke dies on the paper, yeah, in my style. I need to have someone in front of me and try and desperate to make him laugh. Yeah. I don't know how, but normally it works only if someone is there, and so I try to invent. In Italian is much easier, because I did in Italy, last time I went to Italy, uh-huh, well, it is easier because I'm Italian and I speak the language better. So when I went to Italy, I just kind of improvised for half an hour, not completely, because uh-huh, some of the things I've told previously to my friends, but it was the first time I was doing a new set. I was talking about the I sold my flat, so I was talking about something that happened 2 days before, uh-huh, and I was fine with this. In English, I need to be more aware of the language. That's why I also plan to do... I'm doing an improv comedy course.
Oh.
In February on the Angel Comedy Club, Second City.
Second City. Oh, crikey.
Yes, just
right,
to try, because I wanted to see if they can help me. And maybe I should watch more English stuff, read more English books. Not comedy-wise, like books and movies. Just getting better with my language.
Okay.
Not the accent, I keep it. Yeah. Just the grammar is the way it is. But being able to find more words for what I want. Because my brain is funnier than my tongue.
Okay.
Let's say. So I would like to try to make the two things
balanced. Or your brain is faster than your tongue?
Well, not that fast. My brain is... Yeah. In Italian, I found out it works easier. In English, I need to be careful because my accent requires a bit of attention from people.
But also because comedy in English is the most precise comedy we'll get. You know, in almost every other language, it's a lot about, you know, one word can have 5 or 6 different meanings.
Yeah.
Not different meanings in that you could make an hilarious pun out of it, but just one word can mean, well, kind of, it sort of means that, and it sort of means that, and it sort of means that, and it depends on context and stress. In English, generally speaking, to get a really good gag, you have to have absolutely the perfect words.
Yes.
Because we've got more words,
and because we've got more words, yeah. And that must be the difficult.
Although sometimes thing. I found out that when audience laughs at my show is because I struggle to find the right word, uh-huh, or I try to avoid the most usual words. Like maybe I'm talking about something that is embarrassing or sex related, and I try to avoid every bad words or the specific words.
Okay.
So in my struggling trying to find a way to do proper things, make them laugh because they see that I'm trying to climb mirrors and to avoid.
And because they're evil and they like to laugh at foreign people because they're English and that's what they do.
But as long as they laugh, I'm just happy.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I don't really... I never try to ask them... try to say, you should have laughed this this time, or last time they laughed when I said this.
I hate people. Comics do that.
Well, I don't.
You hate when comics do anything.
Well, no, but it's just that, yeah, I did that. I did that joke in Birmingham last night, and they really laughed. I don't care.
As an audience member, I don't like when people say, this joke last time worked, because I like to imagine that he's saying something for the first time just for me. It's
exactly.
Like fresh sushi. I don't like to think, this piece of sushi last day, they really appreciate it. Okay, but no, this is mine.
Yeah,
I'm
now.
No,
absolutely.
So is Brexit going to affect you?
Probably. Well, I've read all the full speech of Theresa May. Oh, thank you. Because I've read the full speech of Theresa May, and it was an interesting speech of... I don't know if it happens because maybe she's very well educated, is a top
is she?
Class. I don't know, but she was saying a lot of things, repeating so many times, global Britain, fairer, and by the time, when you keep stressing that something is fair and global, when you feel the need to say maybe you're not, it's not really what you...
Yeah, it's like when it's a very good price, very fair price. The price is really very fair. Yeah, which means I'm about to rip you off royally.
Yeah, but and then she said that she likes to have the best deal with everything in the world, And we as Europeans are good friends, and she dropped in some line like, we are a nuclear power, which I don't feel the need to do, but okay.
Did she?
Crikey.
Yes,
well, she said that's a bit of a threat.
She said that France and Britain are the two only European nuclear powers, not that we never used.
Poland must be worried.
Yeah.
Well, Ukraine with Chernobyl, they had a huge nuclear power in the past.
Bloody
so I wouldn't.
Hell.
But and we can do the same. But I don't know. And then she said that it was very warm speech. At the end, they said, "I hope nobody want to punish Britain
because we have nuclear bombs."
Exactly, because we
because,
have big guns.
We can leave if you find a bad deal. We would rather have no deal, and European Union will pay a higher price for this.
So it's nuclear
kind of
warfare.
This kind of veil, threatening at the end. I mean, threatening at the very end. I don't know.
Sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
It's an interesting speech, and it was. So I don't know. They want to leave the single market, but they want to keep the workers. The message was, we like to have the brightest mind from Europe working for us.
But surely, as you've represented Britain in Seattle and in Montreal, you should actually get an OBE.
I think so.
Exactly.
Or an MBE.
I think so. The thing is that they from the speech, they like to have also the manpower, the working, European working in farms and coffees. They just don't like to have them outside their shifts, if I understood.
Yeah,
just leave on the sea, on the 14...
Yeah, like a ship. Ships full of badly paid Eastern European workers.
Floating on the Thames.
Floating around the place. They come
gates get open when the Caffinero starts.
They build, they paint, they decorate,
then we go back
they clean...
To our floating Thames, we are allowed to have music there and sing along and play. Then this would be an ideal deal.
But you don't upset... Us Brits.
Sorted.
Because she said that overwhelmingly the British people want to take control of the border.
Yes.
Well, the Scottish do. They want to get rid of the English.
It's funny because all the things she said in how she would like to be outside the European Union, then at the same time she stressed the importance of being in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And the same argument she used to leave the European Union might be used by Scottish.
Absolutely.
To leave. I mean, it's just... It's another union. So it's like saying, oh, don't...
Well, Norwich Union.
Yeah, but it's...
I don't know.
You know, it's a bit like, why... You just go, yeah, we don't mind foreigners as long as they're rich and they've got something for us.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, but it makes sense. I understand the point, still. Mm. It's like I don't mind waitress as long as I don't have to pay.
Mm.
I've loved to shop in waitress, but then at the end, they ask for your money.
This
is quite rude and gross.
Other supermarkets are available.
Yeah, no, but the things, the staffing waitresses... More.
That was a joke, John. It was
was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're not on the BBC.
Well, you see, it's intonation. I didn't pick up the
joke.
We're
not on the BBC. Yeah. But it's... I think we're living in interesting times.
Very well, yes. My backup plan, if I have to leave...
No,
I
you don't have to leave. We're going to get married.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I want to marry him.
Ooh, that would be a sin.
As well.
That would probably be a sin in the eyes of the Catholic Church.
Not
right.
If we don't...
Changing times.
Consummate.
Yes, and I think we will not be
consummate. But you're a consummate comedian.
For the sake of a sin, surely. You can.
But sin has to be enjoyable, you know. Sin
does
has
it?
To be...
Excuse me?
Well, I mean... Yeah, that's... just saying, you know, sin does something that you should do. I would be the only sinner doing sins just that I don't like I've done in the past. But, I mean...
I feel humiliated.
It's not a sin if you don't enjoy it.
No, technically for the church it's still a sin, but you are stupid.
What?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you believe in God, you're stupid anyway. So
that could be a good point, which I will not tell God that you said this.
But it's a worse sin if you enjoy it.
Probably yes, because then the idea is that if you have fun on this earth, then when you go to that place that you don't believe exists, but...
Yeah. You do.
Well, of course. Then there... you will be suffering so badly.
I thought the suffering was done in hell. So now there's suffering in heaven as well.
No, I mean, okay, heaven is for the good ones. Hell is for those who have too much fun on earth. Not
right.
Exactly this time.
So really, you fucked either way, literally and metaphorically. Because if you don't have any fun on... it's going to even out. Either you have absolutely no fun on earth and you have a lovely time in heaven... Or you have a lovely time on earth and you have a shit time in hell. So it all works out the same. So there's no incentive for being...
But hell is forever. I know that there's a chance. It's hard to prove that we live after our death. To be fair, if we look at corpses, they don't live at all. Mm. So it's a matter of faith. I have this gift, faith.
Faith, yeah.
And yeah, that's...
I would say it's more of a burden.
Faith with George Michael, isn't it?
No, there
is purgatory, which is a bit like Croydon, I believe.
Yeah, purgatory, that's in between, isn't it?
Yes, it's been invented later
on. What's the difference between limbo and purgatory?
Oh, limbo's in hell.
You don't have a purgatory dance, do you?
Limbo is in hell.
I believe that it was closed recently, but they may be reopened now. Some people try to close it and then maybe they have reopened.
Okay.
Limbo is for...
Like Guantanamo Bay?
Well, not that bad. Okay. Limbo is for the good people who didn't believe in God. They didn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
But they didn't believe in God. So they have to go to hell because they can't be in heaven.
Yeah.
You don't have the card, the membership.
Exactly.
The Tesco card.
Yeah.
But you still are not so bad, so you cannot end up with Hitler, for example.
Right.
But
it's not, it doesn't sound great.
And the thing is, you have Socrates, all the Greek philosophers, a bit boring but interesting conversation.
Okay.
The thing is, apparently... Also, the babies who are dead before getting baptized, they are there. So
Christ,
like
that's diabolical. Imagine
like
being
nursery.
Forever.
Yes. A nursery
with
and
squillions.
And the staff are a Greek philosopher, so it doesn't work very
okay.
well.
So there's a lot of crying.
You are with Plato, and maybe, the little baby is still crying, so you have to maybe change his nappies. I don't know. It's a lot of gay sex.
So you got crying babies and whining philosophers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gay sex because Greek philosophers... Well, if all Greek
gay.
Philosophers yeah. did more...
All Greeks, gay.
If, yeah. if they had more...
That's why they wore robes. Easy access.
Like if Socrates had more sex than...
Socrates.
See
what I did there? Socrates.
Sucking these. Yes.
Well, if that Greek philosopher had more sex than philosophy, maybe he ends up in the special...
unit
for those who have sex with other people of the same sex.
That's another...
In the medieval, I don't know, really, I haven't seen the blueprint of the... Yeah, I didn't see the plan of the hell. Of hell.
Well, there is Dante's Inferno. He's got the circle.
Dante used to put his teacher, Brunetto Latini, in among the sodomites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nobody knew that Brunetto Latini was gay, but Dante was his disciples, and he knew. So I thought maybe something has happened.
Well, I think maybe Dante should go there as well.
Well, maybe it was just some hot afternoon in Florence. Maybe his teacher said, I will teach you grammar.
Exactly.
I was brought up a Presbyterian. It's so much simpler.
Yeah, but dull.
Well, yes.
Catholic Church gives you... The Mass is beautiful. We have music, nice robes. Mm. The priests are dressed up in a very nice way.
Dancing girls?
Kind of swinging, but not really dancing.
Yeah. The handbag, the smoking handbag and all that?
Yeah, we have...
Swinging priests.
We have... Not food, but we eat the body of Jesus. We drink his blood. Okay, it's just bread and wine. Sometimes white wine, but it's still, you know.
But I have said this before.
White wine?
I know.
White wine?
Yes, recently. I don't
that
know
was for Jesus when he was in his very anemic period.
That's because I thought you have to believe so it's the same. But I was a bit disappointed. The few times, the last three last masses, it was always white. I didn't...
Whoa.
You cannot really argue. Give me the red one. You just...
Fizzy?
But I have asked this before, but never really felt I got a straight answer. For devout Catholics who are vegetarian, so they are devout Catholics, so they believe in transubstantiation. They believe that they are eating, that at the point that the
meat,
that the mass is thingied, the communion is hoo-hard, it's a technical term.
Consummated.
The wafer becomes the body of Christ and the wine becomes the blood of Christ. So how can you do that if you're vegetarian or vegan?
Well, it's a funny...
You're the Catholic.
Well, Jesus was free range for sure.
Good point, yes. Yeah. So and probably kosher.
Well, yeah. So
oh, yes,
I think
undoubtedly kosher.
Undoubtedly kosher.
Yes, so I think he's kind of...
But he's still meat and blood.
But this is alive, if you believe. So you're eating the body of someone who's technically alive.
Who's alive. That's worse, isn't it?
Whoa.
So that's a sin.
He doesn't die. But it has to be the Jesus, not that you bite someone randomly.
No, but surely cannibalism must be a sin, therefore you must go to hell,
If you extend this to any human being, it's a bit dodgy.
Therefore, everyone
have to eat the body of Jesus. And not if your friend is called Jesus, you can bite him. Just focus
but
on Jesus.
But I think
Jesus,
these are
Jesus.
All very grey areas, or indeed...
Well, not great. Not great. If you have cannibalism, you have to go to hell. So anyone who takes Mass in a Catholic church has to go to hell, surely.
I think John makes a very good point there.
Well, Jesus,
unusually.
Jesus is Jesus alive, so you need to find his body, and then we can talk about murder. But technically, I can.
You can have cannibalism on a live person.
Let's say if I bite someone and eat someone, and he doesn't complain, doesn't report to police, and he's not dead. There's a grey area in which we can.
Ah, there was that German case, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
The German case.
Where the guy got his lover to chop off his penis and fry it and serve it back to him.
And it was somewhere where someone put an advert in the paper, didn't they?
That's right, for someone.
Did you want to be eaten, Mrs.?
Did you want to be eaten? Yes.
Talking about penis and Jesus in the same sentence, I'm afraid it might be a sin itself, but I'm
that's great. Make a note. That's number one for this year's show.
We're creating a show here.
The cannibalism
of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, the penis of Jesus. You're talking about willies and Jesus.
In a different sequence. And we never specify which
this is,
part.
This is going to be comedy gold. It's going to be comedy gold.
Fool's gold, but yeah, gold nonetheless.
His generic body of Jesus. They don't specify
he's
the part of the body. Like, is the finger of Jesus?
And that would be quite gross.
Could be the penis. Yeah.
No.
It could be the penis.
No, is it? Well,
that's
no.
a very good.
He's
point,
the head of the church.
Of Christ. This is the body. Maybe it's the whole body for a miracle.
But it's very small.
Well, if it's the whole body, it's even worse because that's for sure.
Penis has to be. I think. When we get into the people can get very upset these grey areas, and extraordinarily, I think John has actually come up with a cogent point rather than bimbling on with his deliberate misunderstandings and outrageous puns.
Well, Lucas Fox, I can't just say bimbling's not a real word.
Bimbling is a real word. You can look it up. Anyway, either transubstantiation is real.
Yeah, and which is for sure,
according to you.
Because it's my faith.
Yeah, because it's his faith. Which is so that people are eating a man's body, the part to be determined later or by your imagination. And so if they are, then they are cannibals, and cannibalism is a crime.
Well, but not a sin. Oh, it's a sin as well.
Is it a sin? Sure. I don't know.
It has to be eating other... The Catholic Church surely doesn't say you should eat other people, surely. Yeah,
no, not eating other people, but this is the specific people, Jesus, who asked for us to do this. He said...
Oh, this is the German case again.
Yeah, well, exactly, back to the German case, where this put an advert in the paper and said he's looking for someone to eat him.
Okay, someone turned up.
Yeah.
And what happened to the...
Killed him, I believe.
Killed him and ate him.
Yeah.
That's okay, and...
No, apparently it wasn't okay. Not so according to German law.
Even the Germans didn't like it.
You know the Germans. Exactly.
They got previous.
Germans are very liberal. Yeah,
but the Protestants...
But they got previous on killing
Protestants
people.
Start in Germany. I'm not surprised about this.
Okay.
But as long as the guy wasn't Jesus, and did the guy offer eternal life in an exchange? Because that's what our Jesus said. He said specifically, you just have to do this almost every Sunday, even every day if you want, in memory of me. I don't know why someone wants to be remembered this way,
by
but that's
eaten.
What Jesus said. Well, yeah, he said
I've got it.
What?
Oh dear.
Tell you what.
Oh dear.
I'm thinking, Luca, if you care to pop round to my flat and eat me...
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday, at least for the next 6 months, then I can promise you an eternal British visa, because I'll marry you.
And good reviews.
Okay, that's
got to be better than what he's offering.
You get an extra star.
Of course, as a Catholic, I have to say that God is always... better because he's almighty and is
have you ever I think you'll find I can give you a list of guys who will recommend me over God any day.
No, but it's not hasn't to be a choice like one.
Oh, I think everything's a choice, Luca.
Well, when they're with cops, they're always shouting out God anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Because it's
Copstick, God.
Yeah, no, but when they're with God, they shout my name.
Yeah.
It's a well-known fact.
That's true as well. But we had some issues in Africa with the believers.
It's unbelievable. I've been
Africa. What?
Have I seen you since I was chucked out of my tiny house
in Africa
for working with gay people? Because that made me the tool of the devil.
Yes, you were the tool.
Tool of the devil. And anyone who helps me is also the tool of the devil.
But now in Catholic Church we have slightly. Open our minded, like
yeah, because you've got quite. I mean, as popes go, this one's fairly decent.
This is very decent, and apparently, he really believes in God. I think
surely not.
Some cardinals must be. But no, he's doing a lot of effort to make church slightly less narrow minded, and he's succeeding in a way. At some point, he apparently also wanted to close down the Vatican Bank.
Well, good. But that would take a lot of closing down. I mean, there's...
Yeah, I think that someone tried to resist because, you know, they really can't... Yeah. We're talking about money.
Well, the mafia probably resisted, I would have thought.
Vatican Bank isn't... I don't remember in which part of the Bible we say we need to have a bank.
What about moneylenders in the temple?
Rothschild... Chapter 4, I think.
Might be, yes.
Verse 6.
They never struck me before. What about tossing moneylenders out of the temple? Sure, that having your own bank.
Well, exactly.
It's a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Well, actually, in the past, I think that Catholics weren't allowed to lend money, because if you make a profit out of time belongs to God. So
in that case, they're sinning hand over. Clenched fist.
But at some point, all the Jews were the only allowed to have banks, and then became rich. And Catholics thought, "Oh, wait a second.
But surely the whole point.
There might be something we can do with time.
Okay, so maybe we can do a timeshare on time with God.
Yeah, something like this. Because
surely the whole point of Catholicism to make a profit out of Jesus. Pun.
I see. Oh, prophet. You see. To get that word,
yes,
prophet.
Yes, and prophet.
Doesn't quite work outside Muslims.
No, because they didn't make a prophet out of him. He's the son of God.
They made a prophet out of him.
It's Islam that makes a prophet out of him.
And we can't talk about that, otherwise we're going to die.
Yeah, no, we just didn't.
We didn't.
Okay, nothing will happen. With Catholic Church, it's a nice... If you have to be Catholic, really, it's a good religion. We have... The Bible is quite a huge book. We never really read it. You're not asked to... Read. The less you read, the better it is for.
Absolutely. Well,
are you
what
sure
it
you're
is,
a Catholic?
You only read the bits that work with what you believe.
A bit like the European Union in that respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a bit of a cherry picking in the Bible. There's a bit of everything. So you read. Well, you know, if you read it all, towards the end, it's about love and peace and forgiveness.
Yeah, and then
stop in the Old Testament.
Song of Solomon. It's all about sex. Woo!
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God. And there's bits. Oh, God. There's some in the early prophets. Ezekiel. There's some stuff in Ezekiel that's all about this woman having sex with a man who's with a massive, massive dick.
I didn't remember. I don't.
It's not a mistranslation.
If it is, then it's one of my favorite mistranslations. But, you know, there's a fair old amount of.
There's a lot of begetting, isn't there?
There's a lot of begetting. Plus, there must just be shitloads of incest. Because everything started with Adam and Eve. We're all the product of incest.
Technically, yes.
Just ridiculously inbred.
No, but they were kind of.
And it is a bit of a miracle that, given that there was just Adam and Eve, who obviously were white, because we've seen them in the Bible, that so many different colours came out of that tiny gene pool.
Or indeed the Rift Valley.
Yeah, that's when the monkeys stepped in to mess up with everything, I guess.
Oh, hello. Bestiality. That must be a...
I don't know. Yeah, what do we have? The Adam and Eve is just a story. I have to...
What?
Oh! What is this? Luca?
Are you sure you're a Catholic?
No, we can't believe... Well, what does it work the way... I don't remember exactly. Well, we believe Adam and Eve and everything
Cain and
the
Abel.
Science... And Cain and Abel, for sure. And everything else that the science now has proven to be true.
And who was Lilith? There was Lilith as well.
That's not in the Bible. I think it's in some Jewish books. Lilith was the first woman.
The first woman, yeah.
Isn't it some film in the 50s, I mean, Lilith?
Yeah, it was. Very good film. Very good film.
Yeah, I did focus on the beginning of the world, to be fair, because also the Big Bang Theory changed a bit slightly, but it's fine.
What was the Big Bang?
Well, one man and one woman to create the entire human race, that would have had to be some bang. See what we did there again. It's wordplay. Look up. Wordplay. Bang as in bang notes. And bang as in as fucky in, fucky. Yeah. It's hilarious.
So many words. So many more words
you
than anyone else.
You possibly don't understand quite how hilarious John and I are.
Well, I understand.
It's just unbelievable.
Firecracker.
We can barely contain our own mirth at how funny we are.
I understand. No, but we are. But I'm fine. So, yeah, religion should be...
Mirth is another word for shit.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not. We are so glad that you're... How long are you in this country before you start gadding about again to spread the joy that is the comedy of Luca Cupani across the world?
How long have I been in the country before?
How much longer are you with us? Are you here to stay? or are you going back to Canada?
I sometimes will go back to Italy to see friends, but apart from that, I will go. Well, I'll go to Edinburgh.
Hey.
I just need to have another show, but I will find out. We just had some material today. Well,
indeed, well, indeed.
We want 50% for absolutely confessions with sins.
Well, now, Jeff, where are you? What venue are you going to go?
For sure, will be with Bob Slayer again, but maybe in the Dragonfly.
Oh, uh-huh, okay.
Because after two years in the bus, I would like to try different venues, and he told me that Dragonfly is feasible.
So you're quite tall for the bus.
Yeah, kind of. And he has two more venues. I haven't seen it.
Yes, he's stolen... Monkey Barrel Comedy Club from Peter Buckley Hill.
Yes,
he stole it. Peter Buckley Hill had it last year. Of course he stole it.
Monkey Barrel under new management.
Monkey Barrel...
They bought the building, didn't they?
What?
I did a blog about this, I can't remember. Didn't they buy the building, Monkey Barrel?
Monkey Barrel, yes. It's at the top of Nidri Street, the City Cafe is. Very close to the City Cafe.
Position.
And it's a wonderful position. It's a wonderful room. And it's all new and refurbished and clean and gorgeous. And there's two performing spaces, one which is kind of at street level and which I think is quite big and last year was used as an art gallery. And then there's downstairs where there's a bar and coffee hoo-ha, and then there's a back room which is it's a little bit clangy, if you know what I mean, because it's all wood and laminate flooring, it's quite loud. But I last year was privileged to hear and watch Peter Buckley Hill doing his haiku show.
Yes.
I was an audience of one, but it's a great little venue. Peter had it, and somehow this year, Bob's got it.
There's a blog about this. I've forgotten what's in the blog. There was a blog about this, and it's a 7-day week club now, isn't it?
I know, it is.
It's not Bob's as such, but...
I am saying that last year Peter Buckley Hill was programming it. This year Bob has come in, ousted Peter Buckley Hill.
It couldn't be that maybe just the management offered to someone else and maybe I don't know.
Nah. So now Bob's got the bus, the Hive, I'm assuming.
Yes, and the Dragonfly.
The Dragonfly. And the Monkey Barrel. And it's another one.
No, maybe that's one there, because he said there are two more spaces, so maybe the Monkey Barrel has to...
Dragonfly is lovely. Tiny bit off the beaten track, but gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's not too off, because it's Grass Market.
And it's a lovely bar. They do fantastic mojitos.
Well, we're getting a bit detailed here. We have to build up to a glorious, humorous climax.
Really, yes, do we?
Okay. We do,
well,
yes.
It would suit you, I think. Michael Brunstrom was there last year with the Hay Wayne.
I would like to do I would like to do the old show, but still I have to find warehouse, because to have two shows to hone, the one that last year worked and that I'm doing tonight.
Confessions
and
1 and Confessions 2.
Kind of double confession, but I still need to work on.
I think, okay, I think what we should do now is just put out a short plea, because you're on the clock now. You're on the clock, you have a time limit for doing a lot of sinning.
Oh yeah,
For Leicester.
Before Leicester.
Leicester, so you true.
So if anyone's listening who fancies helping Luca to sin,
that's true.
In almost any, are there any ways you would not be prepared to sin?
Well, I don't like violent crimes.
Okay, so apart from violent crimes,
are you sure you're Italian?
Yeah, that's why I look more Polish. They say,
okay, not so much violence. You're not really into pain, are you?
He's a Catholic. Life is pain.
A little recreational pain?
What is the recreational pain?
Just a little bit of nipple tweaking.
Nipple tweaking? No, I've been to the dentist.
I'm sure Luca would be...
Learn.
Luca's open to learn. He's open to new opportunities for sinning.
Yeah.
Nothing, obviously, that is going to get him thrown out of the country before Brexit does that for him anyway.
Yeah, because if I commit a crime, then I'd be deported.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be able to go to the Leicester,
to the show.
And there'd be no point.
And the judge wouldn't take my excuse. I was looking for
material
for
news. Although, who did that? There was somebody got caught looking at kiddie porn on his computer and said it was research.
Yeah, sure.
Gary Glitter, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, no, it was Pete Townsend.
Pete Townsend, but he got away with it.
Yeah. Really?
So there we are. So
why
whatever...
Was he research on...
So whatever it is that you're doing, if it does end up in court, use that... It's now known as the Pete Townsend defence, that you were researching... a show. So any opportunities to sin, yes. Get in touch with Luca. Nothing yes. massively illegal. No violent crime is the only...
Yeah, possibly, yes.
Possibly a little bit of pain. But sinning, actually, is a sneaky link into singing. And Luca was saying before you arrived, Copstick, that yes. he can't sing. I'm sure he can.
You can.
But I think together you could actually...
Everyone can sing.
Yeah, you
yeah,
have
that
to
Yeah, that's what they say.
Fratelli Italia.
Oh, our national anthem is so ridiculous. You know that...
I love it.
Look at the refrain.
The chorus.
We say, we are ready to die, Italy's calling. Seriously, come on. We're not ready to die.
I think you should both sing it. How does it go? Copstick will lead you and you can follow.
No, that's too much. No, I don't want to.
It's about an hour long.
Well, traditionally she finishes, but there's no business like show business, which you must know. And therefore you can sing
along
with that.
But I cannot sing as long as
well,
as good
I think you should try.
Sings.
So she's going to lead you and you're going to fit in the gaps.
Disaster. I cannot sing at
there's
all.
No.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Brilliant! Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere do you get that happy feeling when you're stealing.
When
you
when
are,
you are
stealing that extra bow. That extra bow is brilliant. You see,
stealing.
We knew
we said
you could
no violent crimes, we just were about stealing.
We knew you could sing.
What is this song from? I didn't.
It's from... Annie, get your gun.
I don't know. But there is a... And who knows?